Hello again. It's Pastor Bob, and it's our 21st Lenten Daily Devotion, like we're growing up to adults. We're 21 now. Well, we shall see. Oh, well, it's Friday, a day known in some places as St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. St. Patrick is the saint who is credited with bringing Christianity to Great Britain, including Ireland. So we talk about feast days in our service sometimes of different saints and days that are celebrated. This is the feast day, or it used to be the feast day for St. Patrick's celebration, a celebration of the saint himself. But as the Irish came into America, it became more secularized just a bit and just became a celebration of the Irish culture. And that's why we all wear green and so on and so forth, drink green beer and turn rivers green. So that's just a little bit about today. But that may be good stuff to hear, but this devotion today is even better, even better. They seem to be only getting better and better. Isn't that the truth? Devotion 21. It's called Surprise Party. And the scripture is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, verses 1 through 10. Luke 7, 1 through 10. Here's the gospel. When Jesus had finished saying all this to the people who were listening, he entered Capernaum. There a centurion's servant, whom his master valued highly, was sick and about to die. The centurion heard of Jesus and sent some elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him. This man deserves to have you do this because he loves our nation and has built our synagogue. So Jesus went with them. He was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to him to say, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes. And that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him. And turning to the crowd following him, he said, "I tell you, I have not found such great faith even in Israel." Then the men who had been sent returned to the house and found the servant well. May God bless the hearing and reading of the word. Today's devotion from John Pavlovitz, it's called Surprise Party. Fraud, failure, imposter. Once these labels stick to us, they are nearly impossible to remove, because the voice that declares them is so often our own. We aren't just our own worst critics, but the most informed ones, since we're intimately aware of who we are and what we think, and where we faltered. Self-condemnation is especially easy. Where others see us less critically or give us the benefit of the doubt, or simply appreciate us without judgment. We know better. And so we rarely respond with any mercy or gratitude for ourselves. This usually leaves us with the enduring narrative of our deficiencies disqualifying us to be the leader, the parent, the friend, the human that we'd like to be. That's a pretty sad way to spend this journey. I love the subversive surprises of the four gospel accounts. A faithful centurion, a good Samaritan, a tax collector disciple, a pariah turned preacher. The unexpected heroes throughout Scripture point to the beautiful inversion at the heart of the bigger story, that of a humble servant Savior who doesn't come armed with shield and sword, but with fish and bread, who invites people into a counterintuitive movement that will not conquer by force, but win over with kindness. The gospel is the story of the losers and freaks and outcasts coming to do what the religious experts and the righteous, perfect people could not. And that should be such good news to those of us who feel as if we're never quite measuring up. What if we saw ourselves as the unlikely hero in a plot twist moment? What if we imagined ourselves as perfectly prepared and positioned to do and be everything we'd like to, even as terribly imperfect as we are? Maybe the precedent has already been set. Maybe we are frauds, failures, and imposters. And maybe we're the hero we least expect. Amen.